is a News 1130 special report.
All right, so we're here talking about 100 side hustles, unexpected ideas for making extra money without quitting your day job. First of all, let's define what a side hustle is by what it is not. For instance, it is not moonlighting. It's not a second job.
Yeah, no, that's great. I'm glad you asked that because, you know, I think a lot of people, when they hear that phrase now, side hustle, that's what they think of. They think, oh, I'm just going to be like the gig economy, or I'm going to be in somebody else's platform or whatever. And with that kind of situation, you're not really getting ahead. You're not really, you know, doing anything for yourself. You're just, it's a part-time job, you know, nothing wrong with a part-time job. But what I'm trying to help people do, you know, through this book, through the podcast, is to create something that's much more substantial than that. It creates something that really is an asset, something that has a potential to earn passive income for themselves, you know, to be able to like go to bed and wake up in the morning and see like, oh, I've got this, you know, PayPal notification. Somebody, stranger on the internet, sent me money, you know, for this product that I made or this service that I created. And that's much, much more powerful, you know, than just, you know, driving for Uber or Lyft or whatever, you know, the kind of situation is. Yeah.
Well, not in Vancouver, they're not.
I know, that's true. But elsewhere in Canada and the States, right?
Have to point that out. The term side hustle, I'm thinking, has only come into popular parlance in the last few years. Do you think it's become more prevalent as we move towards more of a gig economy and fewer full-time, full benefited jobs?
I think there are a few different factors, you know. So side hustle, the phrase, actually comes from like the 1950s. You know, it's increasingly popularized, as you said, but it's not new. And if I go back, like in my own life, you know, for 20 years, I've been doing this one way or another. Like I always did little online businesses. I never had a quote unquote real job. But it's definitely true that, you know, in recent years, more and more people are embracing this kind of lifestyle. It's becoming much more mainstream. You know, when I was doing it, I'm sure other people were too, but I didn't know a lot of people who were. Like I was the only one in my peer group. Whereas now you can walk into any coffee shop in Vancouver or elsewhere and, you know, everybody's got their little thing they're working on. They're listing something for sale or they're designing their website or they got their consultancy or something. So I think that's a reflection of millennials and the world that we're living in where, you know, so many millennials understand they're not going to create wealth the same way that their previous generations did. And again, the recognition that they can't necessarily depend on a traditional career or company, but also just the reflection that there are so many more opportunities now, and it's so much easier. So let's say it's so much simpler. You know, I never want to say something is easy, but it's so much simpler to be able to create your product or service and put it out there and get a pretty quick response. I mean, often within 30 days. And without taking a lot of risk, which is key. So you're not spending a lot of money doing this. So I think that's why.
Let's say, what if you know you want a side hustle, but you don't know what it is? What kinds of questions should you be asking yourself?
Yeah, great. What kind of questions should you ask? Let's start with, what are your skills? What are you good at? And I encourage people to make an inventory of your skills. And often people think, well, I'm not really, like, I've got this, maybe I've got a college degree or whatever my educational training was, and it prepared me to be in this traditional career. I don't see how to like apply that in any other way. So that's why when you make an inventory of your skills, it's a bit broader. It's, you know, here's everything that I know how to do. Here's everything that I have expertise on, even if it's a topic that I'm not sure like what the connection is to making money. You know, write that down. You ask your friends. Your friends can often see things in you that you can't. If you've got the kind of corporate job that involves meetings, you know, just pay attention when like there's a meeting and tasks are being assigned and somebody's like, oh, you know, so-and-so, they'd be really good at that. You know, that's their thing. So that's like the group is identifying this skill. So you make a list of your skills. And, you know, often from there, that's a little bit of a clue. Okay. Maybe there's this thing that can be transformed to apply in this new economy way. And then like, if you look through the book or listen to the podcast, you're just going to get all these different examples and you might not necessarily do exactly what you read about or hear about. But it very well might provide kind of a jumping off point.
Finally, then, is there any overarching takeaway we can have from all these stories? Find something that you love, find something that you're good at, and then find a way to take it from the idea stage to the doing stage?
Yeah, I think something that all these people have in common, you know, from very different backgrounds, doing lots of different projects, is first of all, they were curious. Like they were able to like use this, you know, power of observation, which is never really taught, you know, in school, but like anyone can learn to do that. You know, the landscaper guys, like, podcasts are on the rise, like, but yet not everybody has the skill to, like, or the desire to, like, learn to do the audio production side of it. So curiosity, observation, and then the second part is they actually had to do something about it, which is, it sounds so obvious, but people get stuck all the time. I mean, I'm doing these events, like, all across North America. Probably the number one problem I have is, like, I've got an idea, but I just haven't been able to move forward. I haven't taken the next step. Well, do you know what the next step is? Most of the time they do. Sometimes they don't. Most of the time they know what the next step is, you know, but they haven't taken it for whatever reason. And so I think, like, curiosity and the willingness to say, I'm going to try what this is, you know. And I think people, this is the last thing, but I think it's important, you know, if you've got an idea, if you've got a dream, and you're not sure, you know, whether to move forward, you're kind of indecisive, just think ahead a little bit. Think ahead like a year from now and just imagine how it feels to have made some progress on that. And I really, really do believe that if you actually choose to act on it and take the next step, that you're going to feel better than if you didn't.
Let's leave it there. The name of the book, 100 Side Hustles, Unexpected Ideas for Making Extra Money Without Quitting Your Day Job. Chris, thank you.
Thanks so much for having me. Cheers.
You're listening to News 1130, Vancouver's breaking news, traffic, and weather station.